Anne Mortefy. 50 years ago, Anne Mortefy wrote the score and performed in George Riga's groundbreaking play, The Ecstasy of Rita Joe. And that was a turning point in her career. She began really taking this whole thing about singing and performing quite seriously after that. Since then, she's received an Order of Canada, traveled the world doing workshops, studying shamanism, working with the dying, writing books, developing forestry projects, sustainable forestry projects. She was married to Paul Horn, award-winning composer and musician, and shared his last decade. And she's currently working on a CD they recorded together in his last months and working on a new stage musical entitled The Mysteries. So that's a lot going on. And Anne Mortefy is turning 70. And she just she's decided to offer a concert spanning some of the music, some of the points of her career and her storytelling. The Magic of Seven is the title of this. Seven decades of spirit in story and in song. And I love having Anne Mortefy in for a chat, and so I invited her in to talk about, I guess, the Magic of Seven.
It is unbelievable. You know, when I was, you know, moving toward it, I don't think I ever thought I'd get there. Let me celebrate where I am, rather than kind of look at it with my a deer in the headlights eyes. I'm not afraid of aging. In fact, I absolutely have loved it. And I've grown deeper and deeper as the years go by because I don't resist the changes that come, even when I don't like them particularly. It feels, 70 feels really powerful because truly, I probably have another 10 years of being productive, if I'm lucky. And then shortly thereafter, I'll be saying goodbye. And so I said, well, this year, which was, it started last November, I said, I am going to do everything I love and I'm going to see what sticks. So, you know, I've finished a children's book that I wrote for my son when he was a baby, because I just became a grandmother. And I finished this musical that I have really cared a lot about.
So tell me about the, I don't know, the magic of this 70th decade.
It's so not what I thought it would be. I mean, I was born in Africa on a sugarcane farm, so I'll do a little piece about that. Then I just never thought, oh, I'd like to be a singer. I was just drawn into it. Then I never thought, oh, I'd like to compose music. It's just that I got a job by accident, almost, for George Riga's play, The Ecstasy of Rita Joe, when I was 18, I think.
18.
I know. And the chap who was doing the music often wasn't there at rehearsal, so George would say, just make anything up to these words. And then they took to recording it and giving me the tape recorder to take home and learn this. And that's how I became a composer. I never thought I would. And then people started asking me to sing, and so I sang. And I had probably been singing 10 years. And I was talking to a friend, and I said, I still don't know what I'm going to do with my life. And she said, oh, good grief, I think you're doing it. You're playing, you know, you've been to New York, you're working here, there, and the other. And then starting to do workshops. Just, I never thought, oh, I'd like to do a workshop. Hollyhock Retreat Center up on Cortez kept phoning me and phoning me and phoning me and saying, would you come and do a workshop? And I said, well, what possibly could I do a workshop on? And they said, well, singing. And I said, I don't know how I sing. Anyway, I ended up going. So everything has happened in a most mysterious way. And I would always get to a place where something inside me would say, if you keep repeating yourself, doing the same thing over and over again, you are going to lose who you are. And I said, well, who am I? Well, the answer in my mind would be precisely, what are you doing here? Who are you? So this deeper question of what are we doing here? Where are we going? Who are we? Has really been the source of my life. It's caused me to leave music when I was at a height, not once, but two or three times. It's caused me to work with the dying for 7 years. And I thought, boy, if you want to live, you might as well learn about dying because it's coming. Worked all over Europe doing that. you know, all the questions that I've had, I've been given an opportunity to explore them. And I just feel so grateful for my life. So the magic of seven is going back through the music, because the music has always kind of laid out my path. I've been able to find out, what do I think? What, you know, sometimes I'd sit down with the piano or the guitar or when I was walking, and a song would come out, and I'd go, oh, that's what I'm looking at. That's interesting.
Do you feel like you're closer to the answer? Or do you feel like the answer is always different in a way of why am I here and who am I?
You go deeper and you expand on all sides to include more. And you become more stable. The angst of life is gone. You know, as you know, Cheryl, I was married to Paul Horn, and the happiest years of my life, absolutely, for both of us. We just had such a rich, deep, meaningful time together. During that time, our whole conversation was this, the meaning of life. And so when he came to die, he was ill. He said, you're not going to suffer. He said, we've gone beyond that. And I said, oh, yeah. He said, you know, I think you're right. His death was so beautiful to participate in. It was so mature. It was so loving. It was so accepting. He was so ready, had fulfilled whatever it was he needed to do. And he said it wasn't about fame or fortune. All those things were nothing. It was about learning to love and learning how to be fulfilled internally. And I haven't suffered. And it's the strangest thing. It doesn't mean I haven't wept the odd tear, but I feel his presence as much as I did when he was here almost. And the veil, I think, as you mature and as you go into your spiritual development, as well as your emotional development, as well as your mental development, as your body kind of decays around you, you realize you've got this resource that it is eternal. You've cultivated over a lifetime. I just feel this privilege being in a situation where my life experiences allowed me to spend the time developing my inner life as well as my outer life. So yeah, I'm looking forward to sharing some of that at my concert. And of course, there's a lot of funny things in it because you have to laugh at yourself a lot. Yeah, it just helps to make you go through it all.
Well, we live in this culture that is so antagonistic about aging, so resistant, so in some kind of strange denial, devaluing all those things, right? It can be very challenging to face that.
It can be. And I think those of us, you know, so I had a friend who came to one of my concerts or one of my shows, actually, it was a musical. And this was like 20 years ago. And he came back, walked into my dressing room and said, Anne, and I thought he was going to say, great show. But he says, have you ever considered a facelift?
Oh, no.
And I burst out laughing and I said, no, that's not going to happen. Because I think the world has never been in greater need of eldership. Mm-hmm. When I look at Nelson Mandela, he was an exemplar of maturity and of true, true eldership. He went into a cave, if you like, for 27 years and matured himself deeply, deeply, deeply and came out and stopped a bloodbath. In spite of what he'd suffered, in spite of all the resentment he should have been carrying. And I watched the division in our culture and how it's because of the lack of eldership, because we don't look to our elders who have suffered much and grown wise. We don't look to them to ask, how am I doing? Is there an easier way to approach this? We look at them and say, oh boy, that's a has-been. That's part of the reason I'm saying, I'm not done yet. I am not done yet.
By a long shot.
By a long shot. And I'm very excited. And it's great fun to sing songs that matured me.
Like what?
Well, one of them is I'm going to do something from the year I spent in Lebanon during the Civil War. And just how being in a war, it really puts you straight. What's important and what isn't. And it's the love you have for the people around you. There's a streak of absolute madness in the human psyche. And we are standing at a precipice. We're destroying our environment, fouling our nest on the deepest level. We're choosing people to guide us who have done no inner work at all, are not mature. And we're wondering why our world is falling apart. We are the cancer on the planet. And some of us are the white corpuscles, and some of us are the malignant cells. And we have to choose where we stand and step up to the plate. And that's actually why I wrote this musical. The musical is so interesting to me because it's based on the Eleusinian Mysteries, which took place in ancient Greece. And it's about how the feminine gets abducted into the underworld, and we're seeing that all around us now. How many women have struggled with inappropriate behavior. But also the feminine spirit in men as well as women. And elders carry a balance, a much greater balance of masculine-feminine energy, whether they're male or female. I think all of us have been hormonally impaired most of our lives. So I just feel it's all hands on deck. And I am the reason I have worked so hard this year and I'm doing this concert is because I am asking life, if I can be useful, come and take me. I'll do whatever I can. Whatever job, pleasant or unpleasant, because I feel that each of us has something that nobody else has. And we can work together to make the change that needs to happen, to bring more compassion, more listening, more maturity, to do the work internally so that our lives are in sync with our highest self. And so many of us spend our whole lives in the outer world trying to get somewhere instead of really cultivating. I mean, why are they called virtues? Patience takes forever to learn it. I'm still kind of at the altar of patience saying, you know, help me. Let me be patient. And I just feel we're at a very dangerous point in our history. I'm just stepping up with what I really love on my own. I loved everything I did with Paul. And now that he's not here, and he keeps saying to me, remember, your 70s are going to be the most powerful decade of your life. Go for it, Annie, go for it. I hear him in my mind. And so I'm opening up to all the things I love. And if somebody comes and says, I'd like to help you get these out into the world, they'll go out into the world. And if nobody comes, I'll go to the beach.
What a treat it always is to talk to you, Anne. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, it's my joy, and I hope you'll be able to make it to the concert.
That is Anne Mordafy, singer, songwriter, composer, and she is going to be performing on Thursday, November the 30th at Christchurch Cathedral, and Friday, December the 1st, also at Christchurch Cathedral in Vancouver, with shows at 7:30, The Magic of Seven.